Hello, good afternoon. My name is Joe. May I speak with Janice?
Who?
Janice.
Okay, I'm
David.
Janice.
Oh, Janice, I'm sorry. Miss Janice, good afternoon. My name is Joe. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I'm not selling anything at all, ma'am. I'm just conducting an opinion survey about issues facing your community and the nation. Could you be so kind with us and share your opinion with us? I think you would really like this survey. Okay? Is that okay, Miss Janice?
Okay.
Okay,
all
thank
right,
you. I'll be as brief as possible, okay?
Okay, please.
Okay. Now, first question, let me get back to... here we go. And bear with me here. I don't know what's going on with my system here. Okay. And please rate... Let me. First of all, does anyone in your home work for internet, television, or radio?
No.
Okay. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
So what's 10?
Extremely motivated to vote, 0 not at all motivated.
10.
Okay.
Extremely.
Okay. Generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not at all closely?
Very closely.
Okay, moving forward. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you. Moving forward, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm not satisfied with the way it's not satisfied.
Okay. You have dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay, moving forward. When you hear about inflation and the rising cost, who or what do you blame the most? Big business and corporate price gauging and greed? The Federal Reserve raising interest rates? Republicans in Congress? The Biden administration and their policies? The COVID pandemic or other?
I'm just not sure on it.
Okay, moving forward. I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress to focus on. For each, I want you to rate a scale from 0 to 10, how important of an issue it is for you to have your member of Congress focused on. Use a 10 if it is most important, 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Reforming the criminal justice system to hold police more accountable by providing oversight from the Department of Justice.
I go the highest with it.
10 is extremely important. 0 not important at all?
Extremely
okay.
Important.
What about protecting abortion and reproductive rights?
Extremely.
Okay. What about fighting back against the rights of white nationalism?
What was the ratings on that?
0, not important at all. 5, somewhat important. 10, extremely important. Or you could use any number in between.
7.
What about reducing gun violence?
Extremely important.
What about fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods?
10.
And creating a pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants?
10.
Okay, moving forward, I want to thank you for your time. Switching gears a little bit, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve.
Somewhat or strongly?
Oh. I'm caught in the middle on that. A number, can I give a number on it?
No, it's strongly approved or somewhat approved?
Somewhat approved.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Senate are handling their job?
Somewhat approved.
Okay. Moving forward. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. On which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable. 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number between 0 to 100. The NAACP.
I'm not...
Oh. If you have no opinion, you just say so.
No opinion.
Okay. What about Barack Obama?
What would a 7 be?
No, it's between 0 to 100. Where 0 means you are unfavorable.
I go with 90%.
Okay. What about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
No opinion at all.
Okay. What about Joe Biden?
90%.
What about the Republican Party?
No opinion at all.
Okay. What about Akeem Jeffries?
Don't know who that is.
Okay. What about Planned Parenthood?
90%.
And Donald Trump?
0%.
Okay. Moving forward, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent, Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Cornel West, Donald Trump, or Joe Biden? If undecided, please say so.
Joe Biden.
And we're at 70% finish, okay? And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Okay. Now, let me ask you, which candidate did you vote for in the 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Okay. And thinking about racism in America today, do you think it's getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Staying about the same.
Okay. And I'm going to read you two statements. Please tell me which you agree with more. Some people, statement A, some people say the ongoing struggle for gay rights in America is taking away from the attention needed to focus on securing the rights of the African-American community. Statement B, other people say that the ongoing struggle for gay rights in America affects African-Americans too, and that we have to fight back against all these stacks. Which of these two statements do you agree with more?
The second one.
Statement B, much more or somewhat more?
Strong.
Okay. Now, have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Yes, a lot. Yes, some, only a little, nothing at all.
Somewhat.
Some. Okay. And has what you seen or heard about recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
More?
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you some of the things that Joe Biden has gone accomplished in his first 2 years in office. For each one, please tell me how important it is to you. Where? Okay. Capped out-of-pocket Medicare costs at $2,000 per year. Is that very important, somewhat important, not very important, or not at all important?
Very important.
Ketanji Brown Jackson was confirmed to Supreme Court. The first African-American woman ever to hold that position. Is this very important, some important, not very important, or not at all important?
Very important.
Providing $123 billion in new funds for the upcoming school year. The largest ever one-time federal investment in K-12 education.
Very important.
Created infrastructure law, which is eliminating lead pipes and expanding access to clean drinking water for households and schools across the country.
Very important.
Invested $12 billion through Medicaid that allowed people to continue to access home care and raised wages for home care workers.
Very important.
Moving forward, I want to thank you for taking your time, okay? Now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last 2 years, I'd like you to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
I approve. Strongly.
Strongly. Moving forward. Now, I'm going to read you two statements some others have given for why it is important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it is very important, very, very convincing reason. 5 means it's somewhat convincing reason. And 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote in the 2024 election, okay?
Now, you can use any number. I'm not sure I understand what you're saying now.
Okay, let me repeat again. I'm going to read you some reasons others have given why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that is very important reason, convincing to vote. A 5 means it's a somewhat convincing reason, and a 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential election. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First reason, extremist conservatives have taken control of the course in this country, and now we are facing the consequences. In the last few years, the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, struck down affirmative action, rolled back large parts of the Voting Rights Act, limited the right...
Hey, whoa. I'm taking up more time on this than I had planned to.
I'm almost finished, man. I'm at 80%. I'm at
80%. Okay? Well, I'm not going to keep on going. Okay, I'm listening. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, the Supreme Court has real impact on our lives, and these judges are appointed directly by the political leaders we elect. We must vote to put a check on this out-of-control court trying to roll back our rights. It is not at all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing.
Very convincing.
And MAGA Republicans are banning books and outlawing the accurate telling of the history of slavery and racism in this country. They are trying to erase our story from American history. If they erase our history, we learn nothing from the horrors and mistakes of America's history and are at risk of repeating it. Our goal should be to teach the truth and prepare all our children for a more united future in order to emphasize the contribution and importance of all of us. Regardless of race, we must vote for it. Is this zero convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing?
Very convincing.
So would you say a 10?
So what?
Is that a 10?
Yes.
Okay, moving forward, so I can get you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So let me ask you again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential election from 0 to 10. 10 is extremely motivated, 0 not at all motivated.
I'm extremely motivated.
And what stood out to you the most from the arguments you just heard? What stood out to you the most?
I'm not sure right now.
Okay. Yeah. Now I'm going to get you back to that. I'm going to read you a list of sites or apps for each piece. Tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days. TikTok.
None.
Facebook?
None.
Snapchat?
None.
Twitter?
None.
YouTube?
None.
Apple News?
None.
Instagram?
None.
The last question, Miss, are just for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
The what now?
The last year of schooling that you have completed.
12.
High school graduate, correct?
Yes.
Are you married, unmarried, with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Widow.
Widow. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative person?
And what was the question again?
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Liberal.
Very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Okay. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none at all are white, of your neighbors are white?
Somewhat.
Some.
Yes.
I have about more than half, about half, less than half, hardly
less
any, or none. Less than half. And how would you describe the area where you live in? Is it urban, suburban, or is it rural?
Rural.
And were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
Say that again, then.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were you born outside the United States?
No.
Okay, man, this concludes our survey. Thank you. I do want to thank you. You've been so kind and helpful. This concludes, okay? Enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
Okay.
Bye-bye.